And now this is a dictation for Norma. Rich DePaul, R-I-S-H hyphen, DePaul, D as in David, E, P as in Paul, U, E. December 12, 46, addresses a letter to Dr. Seth, S-E-T-H, Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, 680423. Dear Dr. Ferguson, consultation for Mrs. Rich DePaul with abnormal kidney function. She is aware of this for the last 2 years. Has chronic back pain, started on physical therapy, prior exposure to Motrin in a daily basis, 1 or 2 years, discontinued about 1 year ago. Presently uses Tylenol, frequent fatigue, has gained some weight, some of this in relation to fluid, below the knees bilateral without inflammatory changes or ulcers, has not been doing salt restriction or fluid restriction, has a good appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, frequent alternating diarrhea and constipation but not severe without any melanotic stools, does have hemorrhoids, occasionally bleeding, there is night cramps, frequency, urgency, nocturia, incontinence, which is chronic, wears a pad, some vaginal bleeding intermittently in relation to a vaginal pessary, P-E-S-S-A-R-Y, follows with gynecologist at Carson, C-A-R-S-O-N, city, chronic numbness, tingling, burning, prior vascular procedure right-sided, but at this moment not symptomatic, has also Raynaud, hands and feet, has a sleep apnea but unable to tolerate CPAP machine, chronic dyspnea, used to use oxygen at night, not anymore, mobility restricted, multiple reasons including weakness, when she goes grocery, she uses the cart, C-A-R-T, there is also arthritis on the hips, ankles, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope, no bruises, bleeding, nose, gums, no fever, headaches. Next paragraph. Medication list review. Tylenol, albuterol, Plavix. She discontinued the aspirin. Isosorbide, metoprolol, Diovan, D-I-O-V-A-N, and supplements turmeric, T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C. Next paragraph, allergies reported to Ativan, seizures, all the statins, Benadryl causes agitation, Zetia muscle pain, Ibicantras, Lovastatin, Niacin, Penicillin, Sulfa, and also Aliro, A-L-I-R-O, Qmab, C-U-M-A-B. Next paragraph, the past medical history for prior coronary artery disease, in total 7 stents, vascular procedure for the right leg, apparently balloon stents, gallbladder, tonsils, adenoids, tubal ligation, a benign cyst, left hand, bilateral lens implant, eye shots for retinal vein occlusion on the left side. Next paragraph, she starts smoking, excuse me, she smoked 1 pack per day since age 30 until 1980, and heavy alcohol until 1979. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, other medical problems, for the peripheral vascular disease, right-sided, the coronary artery disease, denies diabetes, denies TAS stroke, but she did have left-sided retinal vein occlusion, not even thrombosis pulmonary embolism. She's been told a small kidney on the right-sided, no blood protein or infection in the urine, denies kidney stones, pneumonia, prior gout on the feet, last episode many years back. Next paragraph, remote history of gastric ulcer without any bleeding, no blood transfusion, a diagnosis of hemochromatosis after a family member found it to have the abnormality. She has received occasional phlebotomy when ferritin is more than 100. Next paragraph, she is alert, oriented, stage 3, able to speak in full sentences, normal speech, and she mentioned that blood pressure has been running less than 140s and less than 90s, so she didn't have the number. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from a few days ago, December, creatinine 1.31 for a GFR of 42, that will be a stage 3B. A normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal glucose, normal calcium, urine sample, no blood, no protein. Prior creatinines, August 1.3, April 1.23, that's 2021, December 2020, 1.05. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient appears to have chronic kidney disease, probably slowly progressive over time. Given her history of smoking, coronary artery disease, stenting, peripheral vascular disease procedures, and a small kidney apparently on the right-sided, I will say that hypertension, nephrosclerosis, and potential renal artery stenosis is a factor. Blood test will be updated on a regular basis. We will try to obtain the report of that ultrasound, apparently done through Greenville, through West Michigan Cardiovascular Institute. I explained the meaning of chronic kidney disease. Symptoms are very late in the course of this process. We would like to keep her from reaching the point of dialysis. She should not expose herself to anti-inflammatory agents. I'm glad that she already stopped it 1-2 years ago. Continue aggressive diabetes management. She needs to check blood pressure at home. Right now, she's tolerating ARV Diovan, among other blood pressure medications. She has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or valium or pulmonary edema. She does have lower extremity edema. However, the urine shows no activity for blood protein or cells, nothing to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. I do not have results of the echocardiogram to assess ejection fraction, right-sided heart failure, valve abnormalities, or pulmonary hypertension, given her prior smoking history. We will monitor chemistries to advise in terms of nutrition, management of calcium phosphorus in renal disease, management of secondary hyperparathyroidism, as well as potential treatment for anemia. Many of these chemistries are missing from the last testing in December. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.